Chapter 6. Stressors and Behavior. Stress in the workplace is inevitable. Given the mission of the U.S. Army, stress is going to occur. Leaders must understand that stress, in and of itself and in moderation, is not a bad thing. Studies show that people perform better and are more motivated when there is a moderate amount of stress in the workplace. This chapter will examine stress, the types of stressors, and dysfunctional behaviors that can occur when there is too much stress. Stress. Stress is a major part of leadership conditions. Major sources of stress include the ever-changing geopolitical situation, combat stress, operational stress and related fears, the rapid pace of change, and the increasing complexity of technology. A leader's character and professional competence are important factors in mitigating stress for the organization and achieving mission accomplishment, despite environmental pressures and changes. When dealing with these factors, adaptability is essential to success. Like conflict, some stress can be productive and increase motivation, job performance, and mission accomplishment. Studies show that people perform best when there is some stress in the workplace. If stress is too high, people will reach burnout. If stress is too low, they will become apathetic. A leader must know how to manage stress, both when it is too stressful and not stressful enough. Effects of stress. The effects of stress on the individual can be significant. According to the Mayo Clinic, stress can affect your mind, mood, and body. Reactions to stress. When stress occurs, the individual will react in some form or fashion. Either that reaction will be to adapt to the stress, which enhances individual and unit performance, or they will react in a maladaptive or dysfunctional way. Adaptive stress reactions. Stressors, when combined with effective leadership and strong peer relationships, often lead to adaptive stress reactions. Maladaptive stress reactions. Stress can also lead to a number of dysfunctional behaviors, especially if the unit is poorly trained or undisciplined. A dysfunctional behavior is anything that detracts from team performance. This behavior can cause team members to not perform to standard. A member who lacks motivation or focus may not be able to complete a task they can normally perform when not feeling stressed. Alternatively, they might be causing conflict within the team because of angry outbursts. If the stressors are not mitigated, this can lead to even more issues like alcohol or drug use. Another dysfunctional behavior is known as self-handicapping. Self-handicapping is when an individual creates obstacles for themselves that make success less likely. One example would be a soldier who fails to prepare for a promotion board. The soldier could then explain the failure to themselves and preserve their own sense of self-competence. Other dysfunctional behaviors include a soldier going absent without leave, sexual harassment, bullying, personality conflicts, lack of respect for others, or just not being cooperative with the rest of the team.